You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Enter the dreamscape. Location-based VR gets a new player. By Peter Rubin. As certain forward-thinking magazines predicted last year, VR's first mass culture moment has arrived, not as a device, but as a destination. There's far more immersive potential in a dedicated VR facility, with its stagecraft and high-end components, than what's currently possible in your living room. Already, companies like The Void and Star VR are running bespoke experiences where you can roam imaginary worlds untethered, and IMAX has installed virtual reality centers in three of its multiplexes. Next up, a new outfit called Dreamscape Immersion promises to supercharge the escapism of location-based VR. The key is a nifty motion capture algorithm. By putting trackers on your hands and feet, plus a laptop on your back, Dreamscape can extrapolate what your limbs are doing. The result is a system that brings your full body into VR and enables you to share the experience, and props, with others. Playing catch with the flaming torch, reaching out and feeling the head of a creature that has sidled up to you, swinging a baseball bat and connecting with a real pitch, it's all unlike anything else in the medium. "We're not going to be a VRcade," says Dreamscape CEO Bruce Vaughn. "This is a chance to transport people into imaginative worlds." When can you give it a go? This year. The top floor of Los Angeles, Westfield Century City Mall, will soon be home to an array of Yves Beer-inspired Dreamscape pods and is previewing the experience via a pop-up location until March 14th. If you can't make it to LA, AMC has committed to installing pods in at least six other cities. Oh, and Steven Spielberg is an early investor. ET in VR? ZOMG. 1. Everything about your avatar from hairstyle to fashion will be customizable. Nice jacket, bro. 2. Headsets are enhanced by a formidable tracking system. 3. With the computer on your back, you're free to roam. 4. An algorithm relies on just a few body tracking points to generate your avatar's full range of motion. Other virtual venues around Los Angeles. Disneyland. In The Void's collaboration with ILM, Star Wars Secrets of the Empire, you infiltrate enemy territory disguised as a stormtrooper. Pew, pew! IMAX VR Center. Panoramic headsets and multiplayer gaming galore, including a John Wick tie-in that makes you feel like Keanu, in a good way. Virtual Room Hollywood. You've played room escape games, but have you done it in VR? Team-based egress, 21st century style.